show, but joining me right now is Hakeem White. He's a salesman for Pepsi. And Andrew Pincus, he is with Carbonator Retail Services. They are both part of the soda industry. They are here today because they wanted to speak to their council members about the impact that they say that the soda tax is having on their business. The soda tax began in January 1st of this year, and you're paying a little bit more for every bottle of soda, every can of soda that you purchase here. That money is being used for Mayor Kenney's pre-K program. Mr. White, thank you very much for being with us here on 900 AM WURD. As a Pepsi salesman, what has the impact been on business since it's gone into effect January 1st?
Well, honestly, since January 1st, I've lost about $500 a week in sales, my paycheck. It's just terrible. I've had to take my kids out of extracurricular activities. I'm pretty sure I'm going to lose my job. It's not good. And I really don't, I don't see a great future for anyone in our industry. It's not good.
Talk about the impact to the individual person. You said that you've lost $500. Has it been because people aren't buying sodas at bodegas and stores? Like, what is your principal market as a Pepsi salesperson? Is it those small mom and pop stores? Give me a little bit of understanding about that.
Yes, I personally represent mom and pops, and they're not buying any soda at all from me. This is February 17th, and I would have a day where I'd sell maybe 1,700 cases. I mean, 1,300 cases. I'm selling maybe four now. So it's bad. My work days, are shorter, but, I'm not bringing it. I can't pay my bills.
How do you deal with the argument from the administration that many of your companies also sell water products? You sell water, you sell juices. So even though you might not be making money on soda, you're still going to make money on the other end on sodas, on juices and water, because water isn't taxed under this. And, it's not a God-given right that somebody has to buy a soda. How do you deal with that argument from the administration?
Well, I'd say that we all have right to buy exactly what we want. And, I'm not sure, but the majority of my sales are definitely, it has sugar in it, and it that's just how it works for me, and it's hurting us as an industry really bad.
You're saying that you might lose your job as a result of this tax. How quick could we be talking about you losing your job? 6 months? A year?
I'm thinking within 6 months, my job personally is I'll be done. Yeah. First of all, I can't afford the things I've, it's only been a month in, and they say things are kind of leveled out. But, I don't see it. Once the city gets rid of it, I'm sure the state will probably pick it up.
Hakeem, final question to you, and I do appreciate the time that you've given us here. I know you want the tax repealed. Probably the likelihood of that is in the court system, where it's winding its way through the state courts. When you were speaking to council members, was there any talk from them that they understand what you're saying, that they might repeal it, or was it we made the vote and we're going to stick with it?
Well, they understood, and they didn't say they were going to repeal it, and at this point, they just said they want to help the kids, which is, there's so many options out here. Taken away from so many other people. That's just my idea behind it.
Let's speak to Andrew Pincus. He's with Carbonator Retail Service. How has the impact been from you? You sell the carbonated beverage, right? So you sell the liquid that you see in like a 7-Eleven or some other store.
We sell fountain syrup to restaurants and bars throughout the Delaware Valley with a fair concentration in the city of Philadelphia. Our experience the first month, our sales have been down double digits, probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 25%. If this persists, I'm looking at having to lay off good people. I mean, I have a really good team of drivers and technicians, but I can't support a 25% reduction in sales on an ongoing basis. Layoffs are in the offing.
How many people do you employ, and if this tax still continues, how many of those people you think you'll have to lay off?
I employ about 20 people, and I would lay off, depending on the long-term effect, 1, 2, 3, 4 people.
How quickly could that happen?
It could happen if things don't turn around in let's say, 3 or 4 months that can start, yes.
Mr. Pincus, final question to you before we start back to City Council. I understand that your business would like to see this tax overturned. Probably the best likelihood for it would be in the court system. If this tax still stays in effect, what do you think the long-term impact will be? Because as the city has said in the past, people don't have to buy sugary beverages. Many of your industries sell water, you sell juices. But if it stays in effect, what long-term impact do you think it will have on businesses in the city, small mom-and-pop stores, retailers like yourself, distributors?
My customers have raised the cost of a soft drink to their customers to where it's almost the price of a beer. I think people are sitting in a restaurant may migrate from a soft drink to a beer. I don't think that's going to have a positive impact on our roads. I don't think City Council understands we sell a box of fountain syrup for as little as $60, and the tax on that $60 box of syrup is $57.60. As I spoke to several council members today, they were blown away by that number.
Mr. Pincus, thank you very much for taking the time to be with us here in Philadelphia City Council.
Thank you.
As we try to do here at City Council, we try to give you all sides of a developing issue. We want to thank Hakeem White, Pepsi salesperson, and Andrew Pincus, the owner of Carbonator Retail Services here in Philadelphia, talking about what they say is the impact of the soda tax. You're listening to Philadelphia City Council Live. You're on 900 AM WURD. I'm your host, Vincent Thompson.